Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That all starts with our over-the-road men and women truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and then we bring it on over to the FedEx and the UPS and the bulk mail center haulers, the people hauling the mail and the packages to you and yours. By the way, we also want to say thank you to the suicide jockeys that haul our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel, and also to our Amazon warehouse people, as well as our Amazon drivers that do the same thing for everybody that's out there. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can go over there. You can get the podcast of the show off there. You can listen to the show live off there. That's the show as it goes right straight to the satellite. You can get it that way if you can't get it any other way. And then we have a stream, a 24/7 stream that plays on that website. When we're not on live, the previous show that was played, the latest show, is going on a stream rotation, playing over and over again every 4 hours. So there you go. Now, let's go out to California, and we will join the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle.
Well, good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep, and we got the crew in the porch because it's 69 degrees tonight. Very nice. We got some clouds in the sky, but they're having a good time. Okay, thanks, boys and girls. They're having a good time, and everybody's getting all ramped up for the Super Bowl.
Yes, that's right. People are getting ramped up for the Super Bowl. It's exciting.
Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, somehow I was thinking we were going to talk about something different tonight, but lo and behold, about 1:45 yesterday afternoon, this is what we heard when the press conference started at the White House. Here we go. I think here we go. I wonder why it's okay. Well, whatever. All right. Oh, I know it's not playing.
To down the object.
and they did.
Kirby says the object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. The development comes after the U.S. shot down a suspected Chinese spy balloon last weekend. Greg Clugston, Washington.
So, he steps to the podium, a reporter asks a question, he was starting off on whatever, and a reporter asks a question about an incident that had happened a little while earlier in the afternoon. Nobody in the room even was aware of it. I'm not even sure the White House was going to say anything about it, and then boom, there was the answer, that we had shot down an unidentified object. Now, this was not, I repeat, this was not an observation balloon this time.
No, in fact, they don't know exactly what kind of a craft it really was. At least they're not saying.
I think
they're
it's a drone.
Also, yeah, that's what it sounds like. They're also saying, at least as far as we know, they say they don't know who owns the object. But, Captain, I would think that especially the people at NORAD might be able to extrapolate a possible point of origin for it when it popped into their radar sensors and so forth. But all that remains to be seen. But, of course, the dramatic issue about this is there was another object now heading towards our airspace. We don't know where it's from, and they took appropriate action, it appears.
Yes, absolutely, positively. And this changed the whole course of the weekend, because now we know they've tried it for a second time. They, we don't know who the they is yet. I'm sure we're going to find out. And once we do, then, of course, we're going to do whatever it is that we do when it comes to lodging official complaints and all that, because this administration is not going to do anything militarily against anybody.
Well, that's right. And, of course, the notion, this is what they're saying right now, as opposed to risk to civilian aircraft. I don't doubt that it did or it would.
It was in the lanes.
In the way. Exactly. So I don't doubt that at all. But, of course, that begs the question, why would it be there? What was it doing? How was it surveilling these aircraft, or what was its real intention? All this remains to be seen, but it can't be just out for a Friday flight that day. It just wasn't like that.
Well, a U.S. Air Force F-22, once again armed with a heat-seeker missile, shot down the UFO object because it did pose that reasonable threat to civilian aircraft. And we'll have to find out more. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the payload of surveillance equipment carried by the initial observation spy balloon, because we've located that almost entirely intact in the trailer that I told you it was in. And we've located that, and we're retrieving most of it as we speak. So, Kyle, you hang on, and folks, I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. we teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle, thank you very much. I will do just that. Take it right away and remind you that this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take and I have been taking for well over 9 years for a couple of really good reasons. It works. It works, or you would not hear me talking about it. Now, the problem that I have, which has been consistent during all that time, the inflammation, the pain, the swelling of my legs and my ankles and my feet, is under control because of Relief Factor and the regimen that I am under with the diet and exercise that the doctors have given me. Now, here's the other thing, okay? If you are having problems of any type with your feet, with your legs, maybe you got back pain, maybe you got neck pain, maybe your elbow hurts, your wrist hurts, your knee hurts, your hip hurts, this product will go straight to the source of the pain because it's totally set up to reduce the inflammation that your body is in, which is what causes the pain to begin with. And if you take it regularly, start out in the morning when you eat a meal, take this packet of four capsules in the morning, it'll work the rest of the day. You might not need to take anything else the rest of the day, but if you do, you can take another one at your next mealtime, and that should take care of it. Once in a while, you might have to have a third packet, but that's only in a few rare exceptions when things are extreme on your end, and most people don't have the extreme, thank God, problems to begin with. But for those of you that have problems with pain, this is an all-natural product with no drugs in it at all. It's 100% drug-free. And that's because it has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, all ingredients that attack the inflammation that your body is being hit with to create the pain that you're having. So give it a try by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Give it a try and see if it will work for you. I'd be willing to bet you that it just might. And you'll be out of pain, you'll be home free, and you'll be thanking me for it later. Relieffactor.com/captain, because Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
You betcha. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try. See if it'll work for you. I remain confident that it will. Okay, Kyle, obviously we now know about the other device, the balloon, the observation balloon, spy balloon, that was shot down last weekend. And we know that it had a payload of surveillance equipment carried by the balloon. They had these two trailers. Both of them were both around 50 feet long, and they were loaded with all types of sensitive electronic equipment, gathering data on whatever it was they were gathering the data on, over our missile silos and our air bases and whatnot. Now, we have been able to recover one of those containers intact. That's unusual.
It really is, considering the altitude from which it plunged into the ocean. But it's very interesting, Captain, that China is now basically saying the U.S. is lying to the world about its spy balloon and that it's, quote, hyping up the balloon for, quote, purely political manipulation, unquote. Oh, boy. I don't know. I mean, if this wasn't so serious, it would be entertaining when they say stuff like that. But it's just goes to show, Captain, that this kind of tensions are I think, very, very real.
When they can tell us whatever they can tell us about what's in that container, it will rock the house.
Yes, very much so. And I think that that's what the Chinese are aware of. It would seem to me, Captain, that they would have anticipated that at some point the apparatus was going to fall into the hands of the United States, and we would figure out what it was and what it was doing exactly. So all this goes to whatever their game is that they're playing right now. And I think it begs the question, are they looking to do something on the world stage or in some other way in the very near term, or was this simply information gathering? It's hard to think that it's really just the latter because of the magnitude and the brazenness with which they surveilled our country.
Well, it's my understanding that they actually had this set up to blow up, that they could self-destruct it. However, it malfunctioned because of whatever we did when we took it out of the sky. It was not able to do that. It was not able to send that signal to the craft to have it disintegrate.
Very interesting indeed. So the plot thickens, as they say. And by the way, Captain, this aircraft, whatever it was, that was shot down at the 40,000 foot level, it just goes into this mix as to, is this another part of what they were trying to do? And again, what was it doing at that altitude? Was it there to inhibit or somehow cause a problem with civilian aviation? God forbid, an air disaster of some sort. We just don't know. We don't have all the facts yet.
Now, the FBI discovered an additional document with classified markings at former Vice President Mike Pence's Indiana home during a search on Friday. They announced that they were going to be doing a search with a warrant and this, that, and the other. And it was following the discovery by his lawyers last month of some sensitive government documents there. Don't know anything about what this was or how important it was, but it's one more little piece of the puzzle. And, of course, it's part of what Pence was. They've called Pence to subpoena. They subpoenaed him to testify in front of this investigator that was appointed, the special prosecutor or whatever he calls himself, in the Donald Trump case.
Well, that's right, and that's unprecedented. We've never seen that happen before. But in the case of Pence, I don't know that it's going to have the same kind of impact as President Biden's document scandal, only because Pence, he's tried to get out ahead of this. We don't know exactly how those documents got there or what they were doing. So, again, more of this is going to come out. But I don't think the American public thinks that there's some sort of nefarious nefarious nature regarding almost anything to do with Mike Pence. But Joe Biden and the nature of which of storing them in the garage next to a Corvette, et cetera, that doesn't all add up to the American people, I think.
Now, what's the story on Fox News? Because traditionally on Super Bowl Sunday, they have an interview with the president, whoever the president happens to be. They've done that with the last three, maybe four presidents. And it seems that Fox News announced that they had arranged a Super Bowl interview with Joe Biden. And then somebody said, no, that's not true. They haven't.
I had seen that it looked like they had that lined up, but I suppose we will see by Sunday. I mean, things could change even at the last minute. But I know a lot of people are going to be tuning in to watch Rihanna the halftime show.
Yeah, well, this happens before the game. They have the interview on Fox News before the game. So we'll see. But, again, I saw some reports as recently as like 1, 2 o'clock this morning, just a couple hours ago, where that they were he was not going to be coming on Fox. And then I've seen this other one that says, oh, no, he's being interviewed. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, the Chinese quantum computers, which is what they're calling these things, have put our U.S. secrets, to say the least, at risk.
Yeah, very much so. Quantum computing, you know, you hear the term quantum leap having to do with the way that electrons, if I recall correctly, behave in the orbit of the nucleus of an atom, right? But this is, so you've heard that term quantum leap. It means something over and above, big time, unprecedented, and this is exactly what quantum computing really is. Talk about guessing your passwords, talk about infiltrating your systems, talking about being incredibly smart, quote unquote, compared to any other computer programming that you could ever think of, and your normal basic computer technology, it's night and day. So, yes, it's a huge threat.
Now, I've had some people ask me if I've heard Joe Biden back in 1995 when he was a senator and he was debating the balanced budget amendment, and they were talking about cutting back things like Social Security and Medicare. And he is on record, on tape, in 1995, as saying that he would do just that. Hold that thought, folks, we're going to be back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, bottom of the hour, and we're going to see if we can locate that audio and play it for you, because this is fascinating. This is Joe Biden at his absolute worst, if there is such an expression. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Another high-altitude object that flew over American airspace was shot down by the military early Friday afternoon. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska for 24 hours.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
He said President Biden ordered the military to take it down. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman is being released from a Washington, D.C. hospital following a health scare this week. The Democrat said he felt lightheaded during the Senate Democratic retreat Wednesday, with a spokesman saying tests showed no signs he suffered a seizure or second stroke in less than a year. President Biden is sitting for an interview with Fox Soul After All, which is geared towards black viewers. Fox said there was some initial confusion, but he will be interviewed ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, I will take it away. Before I go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com. He also has a website called MyStore.com. Check that out as well. Because in either case, you can use the promo code Captain to save you money on your purchase. Now, at MyPillow.com, you can notice that the pillows, the towels, the sheets, the slippers, the pajamas, and other things that are there are all being offered at tremendous discounts. That's because he's got a new stock in, and he's selling the old stock out to make room for the new stock. Now, the MyPillows have the new design. It's called MyPillow 2.0. The new deal there is buy one, get one for free. You pick the size of the pillow that you want, regardless of the size. You get that pillow for one price, and you get the second one free. Same kind of pillow. So that's for openers. Towels, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I love the towels they have. Because you talk about being over-representative of what they advertise. They tell you you're going to get two bath towels. You're going to get two hand towels. You're going to get two washcloths, which typically retail for about $89.98, you're going to get them for $50 less. But what they don't tell you is how big they are. The bath towel is almost the size of a beach towel. And the hand towels are almost the size of the bath towels. And the washcloths are about twice the size of a normal washcloth. So you get a tremendous deal there. And then again, of course, you got the Giza sheets, you got the regular sheets, you got the pillowcases, you got the slippers, my slippers. The slip-ons are as low as $19.98, on the slip-ons. And you can also save $90 on the regular fancy dancing ones that they've got there, too. But at any rate, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. You always want to go on to the radio listener specials page because that's where all the specials are, the big, deep discounted items. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. You can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Mention the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go, and you'll save a boatload of money. So there you go, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we want to give the audience the benefit of our knowledge here and what we have. We were just talking about Joe Biden trying to blame the Republicans, and in particular Rick Scott, for the misnomer about, well, we're going to cut everything, and we're going to cut the Social Security, we're going to cut the Medicare, and everything's on the table, we're going to check it every 5 years, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. That is not what Rick Scott said. He has once again proven it. He's even produced the original printing of the article that went around to everybody and shown it. So it's definitely disavowed that. But we have an audio of Joe Biden back in 1995. And here, ladies and gentlemen, Kyle's going to play it. This is what Joe Biden wanted to do. You ready?
I'm ready. Here we go.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
So, Captain, what do you think about that?
What do I think about that? I think he's a liar. He's a liar, and he's denying that he said that. He didn't. He actually came out and just said, I never said any such thing. Boom, there it is.
Boom, there it is. You're exactly right. Maybe that way. Maybe he thinks that was the time he was out driving the big rig or something, and he wasn't actually in the will of the Senate saying this. And arguably, this is 28 years ago or so, but this is definitely, he's saying the same thing that he's accusing Republicans of trying to do and painting it in a negative way, and it just is pure politicking, Captain. The American people see right through it.
Well, I got to mention this while he's telling us about his bed that he purchased from MyPillow.com. He said, I'm saving $656 on my bed because I use the promo code CAPTAIN.
Way to go, Wally.
Yeah, way to go, Wally. Way to go, Wally. Glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, the promo code works.
And that's a tremendous savings, too, by the way.
Yep.
All right, now, back to what we have been talking about here. Of course, we don't know about the Super Bowl interview for sure. We know that the Fox is saying that they're going to have him, and he's saying, some people say no, he's not going to be there, but I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out. But in the meantime, New York City, everybody wants to go to New York City at one time or another, right?
Well, sure, yeah.
Would you want to live there?
Well, not right now, and only because we hear of all the terrible things that have been happening in New York. That wasn't always the case, by the way.
Could you afford to live there?
Oh, I highly doubt it at this point.
The average rent for the average one-bedroom apartment in New York City and Manhattan has skyrocketed to $4,000 a month for a cheap spot. $4,000 a month. That's the median Manhattan rent that's climbed to more than $4,000. Just did so in January. Highest rents ever in New York City.
Well, yes. And, of course, is that sustainable? Is that something that the market's going to bear? People will pay it.
No, they won't.
because they have
no,
to.
No, they won't. The average person isn't going to pay that. It's going to take some $100,000 or $200,000 a year person that's got that kind of money to spend that'll pay that. But the average person hasn't got a rat's chance in hell of paying that.
Well, right, but if they have to live in New York and they make that kind of money, but for what they're getting for their money is not going to be satisfying to them.
Not when you cut down the size.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And by the way, Captain, looks like CNN Business is reporting, this is from not too long ago, the White House says President Joe Biden will not sit down for an interview with Fox before the Super Bowl, ending the strange back and forth between the Biden administration and the television network with which it frequently spars. That's according to CNN. That's what we've been able to find so far.
Okay, well, see, I wasn't sure because Fox was saying he was going to be there. I saw a couple of advertisements that said he was going to be on, and now we're hearing he's not, and I did see it a couple hours ago. It came out and emerged on Facebook that he was not going to be there.
Yes, evidently he was going to be on what's called Fox Soul Entertainment Streaming Service. This is where the interview was evidently going to be, but again, now the latest we know is that there's no interview at all.
Okay. One other little thing here before we have to go to break. The terrorist watch list encounters at the southern border are way up.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine that they are. It's open season. This is, you know, why don't you just ring the dinner bell, for goodness sakes, and say, okay, terrorists, you can walk right across the border. And, you know, you could be dressed as Osama bin Laden, as I think one of the people did one time as a way of showing the ridiculousness of how easy it is to get over the border.
Well, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri has said that Joe Biden is not even attempting to enforce the law. As a matter of fact, they now have got Mayorkas on his toes. He just hired a team of lawyers to defend him in the event that they go after him to try to get him impeached, which we're hearing is going to happen sooner rather than later.
Yes, yeah. So in anticipation of all that, they're going to lawyer up, as they say, because they know, Captain, that the impeachment of Mayorkas is going to bring to the fore all these things about the border, all about immigration, and all about what the Biden administration has let happen. And so, yeah, they're going to fight it tooth and nail because, again, it destroys their message.
Well, he's in an indefensible position because he can't prove by his actions that they've done anything to make things better. There's no way in hell that they can do it. They can lie. They can try to do it that way. But the actions that they perform speak louder than the words that they can utter.
Well, I do have a possible defense for Mayorkas, Captain.
Craziness?
Well, no. He should say, look, who's ultimately in charge of the border, the southern border? It's the vice president.
Oh, that's
the vice president has failed us, and she didn't give me the right directions. And so what are you looking at me for? I'm just that's a freebie. They can have that one.
Yeah, the vice president. It's Kamala. Kamala, blame it on Kamala. All right, I hear the music. That means we're going to go to break, and we're going to be coming back. And, Kyle, you hang on. We'll be back with our first Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we got some weather to talk about tonight, unfortunately. It's not real bad, but it's going to get bad in some places, and we'll tell you where that's going to be. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more here on Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
If you love Jesus, honk if you love Hank. But if you're looking for a nice old beer to drink, come on and honk it honk. Come on and honk it honk. Give me a neon blue song. Come on and honk it honk. Honk if you love Chevy, honk if you love Ford. But if you're here to party, we got what you're looking for. Come on and honk it honk. Come on and honk it honk. Give me a neon blue song. Come on and honk it honk. if you love Elvis. Honk if you love Jack. Honk if you're a redneck and you're proud as hell of that. Come on and honk it honk. Come on and honk it honk. Give me a neon blue song. Come on and honk.
Come on in, honky tonk, Kyle. Who's that guy?
Not sure, but I love it. I really like that song. It's cool.
Joshua Siska, and it's called Honky Tonk.
I love it. It's really...
And he's a fairly new singer.
Yeah, but it's definitely a hit.
Yeah, I would give it a 95 and say I could dance to it. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Where have I heard that before?
American Bandstand.
Yeah, Dick Clark. You know, that'll never go old. Okay, let me just tell everybody what's going on here. A low pressure system will develop near the northeastern Gulf Coast region on Saturday and lift itself up through the southeast and middle Atlantic areas, seaboard on Sunday, with a likely, probably a few hazards along the way. Severe thunderstorms are expected across the north central part of Florida, the peninsula, while heavy to excessive rain is likely across the southeast. Also, some heavy snow is expected from the storm in the southern Appalachian Mountains. And I can see the snow is already starting there. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start out tonight and this morning a little south of Roseburg in Oregon on Interstate 5. We're going to have some rain, some sleet, and maybe some snow mixed in there as you travel down Interstate 5. Clear over down to Medford, but once you get south of Medford, you still got a lot of rain, sleet, and snow as you head into Northern California, down to the Mount Shasta area, and also to a little bit north of Redding right now. Also, rain and snow coming across I-80. If you're heading over to the California side from Nevada out of Reno, so you're definitely going to have snow. Donner Pass, looks like you got snow showers there, and then maybe some fog developing early in the morning hours there as well. So do be careful of that because that can be treacherous in its own right. We are looking at also some minor winter storm, winter weather that is bringing some minor impacts to western Nevada and the Sierra through Saturday, but ridgetop wind gusts can be up to 60 to 80 miles per hour, and surface gusts on Lake Tahoe up to 35 miles per hour. So you get the idea if you're traveling out of Reno heading up towards Winnemucca, the kind of weather you might expect there as well. We've got a wind advisory down in really almost to the border of Mexico and Southern California. It's going to impact mostly Interstate 8. So please be aware of that and be careful out there.
All right, well, we'll start down in the South Texas, down there along the border, Rio Grande. We've got some wind down there coming out of Brownsville and Hidalgo down there, so there'll be some windy conditions in there. That'll go up towards Corpus Christi, and we will have some wind along the Gulf today. It'll be more so when you get over east of Mobile, Alabama, through the panhandle of Florida. We currently have a line of thunderstorms over east of Tallahassee around Big Bend. We've also got some heavy rain up there along I-10 almost all the way to Live Oak. It's going up into Georgia, up towards 75, and this is what's going to come across and go up the coast over the weekend. And I do see the snow. I do see the snow in the mountains of North Carolina and South Carolina and eastern Tennessee. There is snow there right now. It's going to be heavy snow as this thing progresses and the storm develops. So be advised, you're going to have to be careful going up I-40 and I-77 up through there. You'll probably run into some weather, so be careful. And elsewhere up the East Coast this weekend, you're going to have rain, and it'll work its way up the East Coast until it decides to go out to sea somewhere around possibly Jersey or Maryland. Now, up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have some colder temperatures and some gale winds on the lake. We also have a winter storm watch up there in the northern part of Michigan tonight, so be advised of that. You could be snowed on up that way. And we do have a little bit of a break in the weather along the Mississippi River. The flooding has subsided for the most part. There's still some high areas of water that need to go down some more in Arkansas and Mississippi. So be careful when you get out on the two lanes driving around. You might encounter some of that. All right. Well, Kyle, Why would we want to go to the Pilot or Flying J truck stops?
Because, Captain, the Pilot and Flying J truck stop travel centers, they want to be your oasis out there on the road. They're going to have everything you need, from fuel to food and supplies. So go to pilotflyingj.com, that's pilotflyingj.com, and check out their locations function where you can find the nearest travel center nearest to your location, and you can plan your trip accordingly. Also, you want to get it, you want to download today the My Rewards Plus app, because you're going to start saving money, get great offers as well, and you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after just 6 fills. Try that with 15 fills with the other guys. And also during the month of February, Captain, February is Heart Month, and they have a great way for you to support the American Heart Association and the Canadian Heart and Stroke Foundation simply by rounding up your purchase, or you can buy a paper heart for $1, $3, or $5 and have the full amount donated to those great organizations, because the people of Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers really do care, and they want to help with this very important issue. PilotFlyingJ.com.
And I can tell you that the Pilots and the Flying Jays are also going through some expansion where they're adding service to the places where they haven't had service before, to do your oil changes, to do your tire repairs, and some of the basic things to keep you going, like lights and whatnot, maybe even some brakes, and also maybe even a truck wash or two. So keep your eyes on the Pilots and the Flying Jays around the countryside. You'll see some construction going on, and this is the year when there's going to be a lot of changes. And, of course, there's usually around the Pilot, you'll probably find a blue beacon more than often, and you might even find one near one of the Flying Jays. But they are definitely going into putting their own full service in there to make them more of a popular place where you might want to stop by and say howdy, howdy, right?
Absolutely right, yes.
Okay, and of course, it's your home away from home. Don't forget, get your laundry done there while you're taking your break, and you can get some great food there. And always try the deli. You're going to be pleasantly surprised in the deli with those potatoes they've got, and the chicken they've got, the fried chicken they've got, and the chicken tenders they've got. And I'll also tell you about something else that they're doing a very good job with, the chili and the homemade soups. Oh, my goodness. Good, good, good stuff. And I've had just about everything they have to offer off that deli.
Wow. Exactly. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm making myself hungry now.
That's right. Well, we're making everybody hungry, and that's a great reason to pull on into the Pilot and Flying J.
Yeah. All right, Kyle. Well, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. Top of the hour, second hour, coming back. After your stations, you get a chance to pay some of their bills, and you'll hear the top of the hour news on the network with most of these stations. So this is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a weekend edition. Having a great time in the weekend. Hope you are, too. Hope we're giving you some laughs along the way and giving you some good information, too, so that you can make the right decisions when you have to go somewhere and do something. All right, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.